Not all content works everywhere, and nor should it. In this episode, I'm talking about intent, platform intent, audience intent, and your intent as a marketer, and why it should be a defining word for B2B marketing in 2026. Listen on to find out more. You're listening to the Content 10X podcast, where it's all about content repurposing. I'm Amy Woods, and I'm here to help you maximize your content and find smart ways to get your message in front of more of the right people, whilst also saving time. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to the Content 10X podcast. I'm your host, Amy Woods, and I'm really pleased that you've joined me here for today's episode. So this is the first episode of 2026. If you're listening around the time that this episode is released, then I really hope you enjoyed the new year and you're ready and raring to go for the year ahead. We have lots of great things planned for the Content 10X podcast. We've been planning more focus series where we really dig into a topic over the course of a number of episodes. We had fantastic feedback for our recent series on expert interviews and then on webinars. So we've been gathering your feedback in order to work out what the next series should be on and how we can add the most value. So we've been speaking to listeners directly and just looking at the data and the analytics too. And our next series is going to be on content strategy, and that will be coming soon. Now, in terms of formats, we're going to keep the format nice and mixed on the Content 10X podcast over the next year. So we'll continue with co-hosted episodes with myself and our head of content strategy and marketing, Hayley, where you'll get to hear a bit more behind the scenes on what we're seeing happening in the B2B marketing space. I'll continue with some guest episodes as well. Massive shout out to our last episode, which was with Amy Higgins, Director of Content Strategy at Cloudflare. So do check that out, content10x.com/346. That was a fantastic episode, all about planning and repurposing a large scale survey and report. So do go check that out. And I'll also continue to record short solo episodes like this one, focused on specific nuggets of advice and insights. In this episode, I'm going to share something that I think should be a key word of the year for most B2B marketers. It helps us with our strategy and our planning and understanding our audience, gaining connections and conversions, and the word is intent. So I'm going to cover why not all content works everywhere, and that should never be your goal. Why considering the intent of your audience on each platform is really important. And also why it's equally important to consider the intent of each piece of content. What do you want people to do with that content? But before I dig into that, just to mention, if you want content repurposing tips and guidance, industry updates, inspiring stories and exclusive news delivered straight to your inbox every other week, then join thousands of marketers, business owners and creators and become a Content 10X insider. Head to content10x.com/newsletter. Okay, back to the main topic. So when it comes to content, I think intent is everything. And I mean both your intent as the marketer and your audience's intent when they're consuming your content. And I think even more so than ever, where with Gen AI, it's certainly not difficult to embrace a volume play with content. And we're seeing this a lot where quantity is being prioritized over quality. And we're seeing marketing teams pumping out high volume of predominantly AI-generated, undifferentiated content. So AI slop is often the term that's used. But I think we need to get back to almost basics, really, and really think and remember, who are we creating this content for? Where and why? Because not all content works everywhere. And in B2B marketing, we often behave as though it should. So looking at platforms first, we could take one idea and package it up with one message and create one type of asset and then try and push it across every platform in exactly the same way. And when it doesn't perform, we start to blame the algorithm or the platform or the audience, but very often the real issue is intent. people show up to platforms for different reasons. Certainly, I know that I do, and I'm sure you do too. You don't tend to open every app with the same mindset, the same energy, the same set of expectations. If you don't do that, then neither does your audience. And that's why it's so important that we try and fit the mindset people are already in, rather than asking them to adapt to us. For example, when you open up LinkedIn, you probably want to learn something useful. Most likely that's related to your job and your profession. You may be there to connect with others in your industry and find out what people are up to. And if you're creating and sharing, then you're likely there to build credibility and stay professionally relevant too. So most of the time, people open up LinkedIn in a work-focused mindset, and they're willing to slow down a bit and read a longer post if it's relevant to them, or swipe through a carousel if it grabs their attention and they feel it's worth their time. So that's a person on LinkedIn. Now let's compare that to TikTok. Let's take the exact same person, but they opened up TikTok. Where's their mind at? Now on TikTok, people want dopamine hits. They want fast, entertaining content. They want personality and most of the time some energy. People definitely see TikTok as a quick 2 minute skim through while stood in a line somewhere or waiting for the kettle to boil. And honestly, I'm the same, but I must admit I end up spending far too long scrolling. I actually go through phases where I remove TikTok from my phone completely because I find that I'm spending too much time scrolling on it. But let's just compare these platforms. So it's the same person, but different platforms. And the expectations, the behaviour, the intent is completely different. And this is a really important point. The same person behaves differently depending on where they are. Their expectations shift with the environment. So even if your ideal customer is on both LinkedIn and TikTok, or Instagram or YouTube, and many are, we're not all usually on one platform, they're not the same version of themselves on those platforms, which is why a one-size-fits-all repurposing approach doesn't work. If you want repurposing to actually be effective, you have to repurpose with the platform in mind, not despite it. So let me share a practical example. Let's take repurposing a webinar. So say you run a webinar and you're repurposing that webinar for LinkedIn. A great option might be a storytelling image carousel focused on, say, a strong insight, and then you walk someone through a problem and an observation and a shift in thinking around that insight. That works really well on LinkedIn because it aligns with platform intent. People expect to learn, they're happy to engage thoughtfully, especially if it's a fairly unique insight packaged up really well. You could repurpose into 4 or 5 image carousels on different insights from that webinar. But if you take the same approach and drop it straight into TikTok, it's probably not going to land, right? Because that's not really what people are there for. On TikTok, a better repurposing angle may be to find a moment of energy from the session, like a behind the scenes clip or a funny blooper. You know, something human, unexpected or fun, you could share that as a video clip on TikTok. Or if a video cut doesn't work, then you could create something separate for TikTok. So record some short videos about the webinar and the content shared within it, but in a TikTok style that's going to work on that platform. Now the insight might be the same, but the expression of it has to change. That's repurposing with intent. And I appreciate LinkedIn and TikTok are just two examples. And like I said, we could be talking about Instagram or YouTube or X or owned platforms, like comparing your email newsletter to your blog. The point remains the same. Why are people there? Now, there's another layer to this as well. Alongside platform intent, you also need to be really clear on your intent. So before you create and publish a piece of content, ask yourself, what do I actually want someone to do with this? Do I want them to share it, to engage with it, to get in touch, to feel something? If so, what do I want them to feel? Do I want them to feel happy, amused, sad, angry? Maybe you like to rage bait. Because if you don't know the answer to that, your content will almost always feel unfocused. And unfocused content is very easy to scroll past. And you won't know whether you're happy with the outcome If you create a piece of content where you don't expect a lot of engagement, but you do want people to get in touch, and sure enough, you get a few DMs asking for a call, then you should be happy with that. Not many people publicly engage with likes and comments, but they got in touch with you and that was the intention. Similarly, if you did a post purely for engagement, and sure enough, you get loads of likes and comments and shares, no links clicked, leads or traffic, but you get the engagement that the post was designed for, then that's great. So you have to match your audience's platform intent with your intent to get the best possible outcome. So to sum up, I think there are three key questions to guide your content decisions in 2026. So when you're creating or repurposing content, I encourage you to just pause and ask yourself, why is someone opening this platform? What mindset are they in when they arrive? And what action am I realistically hoping for in this context? Those questions alone can dramatically improve the effectiveness of your content. So in conclusion, my advice is plan and create content with repurposing in mind. So you always want to plan with the repurposing in mind rather than it being an afterthought. But also make sure that you create for the platform, not despite it. When you understand and respect intent, your content feels more natural, repurposing becomes strategic, not lazy, and engagement becomes easier because you're not fighting the environment, you're working with it. And honestly, when you approach content this way, it becomes a lot more enjoyable too. Okay, if this episode got you thinking differently about how you're creating and repurposing content, I'd love for you to share and let me know. So connect with me on LinkedIn if you aren't already. Again, this is Amy Woods, founder of Content 10X. And let me know how you found this episode and anything you might be doing differently as a result. If you want help with your content, then never hesitate to get in touch. At Content 10X, we offer content strategy, content creation, content repurposing support. So head to content10x.com/services to see all the ways that we can help you, and head to content10x.com/inquiry if you want to speak. And keep an eye out for what's coming next here on the Content 10X podcast, especially our upcoming series on content strategy, where I think this episode was the perfect lead into that series. So all that's left to say is thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.